The environmental group is pressing a supermarket chain to stop selling certain brands of sugar. As WLRN's Luis Hernandez tells us, the group believes the growers' methods are in conflict with the market's promise of selling organically produced foods.
The environmental organization Friends of the Everglades has asked the Whole Foods grocery store chain to stop buying sugar from Florida producers and take the product off their shelves. The group states in its letter that current production methods of sugarcane in Florida are detrimental to the Everglades ecosystem. The letter says Florida Crystals Corporation, one of Florida's largest producers, does not use production methods based on organic practices. Florida Crystals responded to the claim, saying it follows strict government rules on organic methods and are certified by a third-party organic agency. Whole Foods says it has no comment at this time, but it will look at the issue from all sides. I'm Luis Hernandez in Miami.
Meanwhile, in one of Florida's major agricultural areas, about 100 employees at a fruit packing plant have been charged with workers' compensation and ID fraud. But as Ashley Lopez tells us, activists say the workers in Immokalee were unfairly targeted.
Immigration advocates say Florida's Department of Financial Services improperly went after a group of workers in Collier County. A former employee alerted state officials that he and a lot of his former co-workers would be unable to get workers' compensation benefits if they were injured on the job. The agency says that's because they had gotten work at a packing house owned by Oaks Farms under false identities. Maria Rodriguez with the Florida Immigrant Coalition says state officials improperly went after the employees instead of investigating the company.
This is being promoted as a workman's comp fraud, where indeed they're going after Florida's hardest working families that are so essential to our state's economy. And they're basically doing an immigration raid under the ruse or the guise of it being a workman's comp fraud case.
Rodriguez says most undocumented workers rely on false identities for employment. She also argues it's not the job of the state's financial agency to take on immigration matters. But Chris Kate, a spokesman for the state agency, said in a statement, quote, "This investigation was never about citizenship, but rather our responsibility to follow a tip about workers' compensation fraud in the interest of protecting Florida workers injured on the job as well as victims of identity theft," end quote. Rodriguez says a similar situation happened 2 years ago at Waste Pro USA in St. Lucie County. At the time, more than a dozen workers were arrested. She says the charges for workers' compensation fraud were eventually dropped. Rodriguez is urging Florida CFO Jeff Atwater to drop these recent charges against the Collier County workers, too. They are scheduled to go before a judge on August 11th. I'm Ashley Lopez in Fort Myers.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.